Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Kiowa Verdict by Cynthia Hasselhoff. Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Bradley Smith, David Coyne, Nick DePinto, Andy Clements, Jonathan Watkins, Michael Glenn, Andy Brownstein, Tony Nam, Gregory Linnington, Tim Carlin, Thomas Penny, Evan Casey, Gabriella Fernandez Coffey, Drew Copas, Tim Getman, Richard Rowan, Mort Shelby, Ken Jackson, David Jordan, Terrence Aselford, Nora Ashrati, James Lewis, Scott McCormick, Jeff Allen, Richard Cutting, Thomas Keegan, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Nathaniel Perry, and Christopher Sheeran.
May 17th to May 19th, 1871. Fort Richardson, Texas. After an uneventful inspection tour of the western line of Texas forts, Fort Concho, Fort Griffin, and the abandoned Fort Belknap, William Tecumseh Sherman arrived at Fort Richardson, his next-to-last stop, late on the afternoon of May 17th, 1871. Sherman did not like the fuss that went along with his 4-star rank and reputation. He declined quarters in the fort and pitched his tents near a small spring away from the buildings. Down the road and across the way, he watched a group of wagons pull in from Weatherford, 40 miles to the east. He learned that they were taking supplies to Fort Griffin, 2 days to the west. As Colonel Ranald McKenzie showed him around, they talked informally about the persistent problem that had brought the general west, Indian depredations. To this point, Sherman saw nothing that would cause him to think that the problem was more than exaggeration by the emotionally involved people on the frontier.
The protests could be thought of as little more than an attempt to draw troops away from their duties of occupation.
It's a different kind of war here, sir. A few raiders can slip past our soldiers and hit a home or small party, kill and mutilate and carry off women and children, and be gone before we get in the saddle. It's not like the war between the states, sir. No regiments or battalions lined up with artillery and cavalry, no flags flying. It's easy to think nothing's going on. I mean, 5 or 6 killed doesn't seem like much after Fredericksburg or Chancellorsville. But out here, that could be thought of as a whole forward unit. And it's usually civilians, a family. You'll hear from some of these families tomorrow after your inspection. I think you'll see these people are honest and straightforward. I found they seldom exaggerate, more often understate, or just don't say anything, especially when they don't think they are getting an honest hearing. They are hard-pressed, sir, fighting the Indians and the government.
Sherman watched as the teamsters swam in Lost Creek as the long sunset rested on the land.
Those men don't seem afraid to travel.
There's 12 of them. And they are well-armed. They know what can happen. But chances are a raiding party won't bother them unless they have more men and guns. You see, sir, out here the enemy won't close with you unless he has the advantage. He'll just go somewhere else, and you'll never know he was here. Men go out 100 times without any trouble, then one day it's different. Britt Johnson, a teamster killed last February, had made dozens of successful trips. He had even gone into the Kiowa camps on 3 occasions to recover his family and captives from the Elm Creek raid in 1864. I don't think anyone knew more about Indians than he did. But 3 months ago, they got him and 3 other teamsters out on Salt Creek Prairie. The party that found him said there were more than 100 shell casings around his body. He had fists full of Indian hair in both his hands. The Indians cut him open and stuffed his body cavity with his little dog. That's the kind of war we have here.
You think the raiders are coming from the reservations around Fort Sill?
A lot of Texas horses show up there. There'll be men at the meeting tomorrow who have seen their own well-marked horses at Sill, but couldn't get them back. These people are paying taxes to fund the Indian policy, and the Indians are stealing their property and killing their families.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?